today President Obama hosted a job summit at the White House. So what kind of political move is that in your expertise?
Yeah, I mean, Obama is in a fairly tricky place from an economic policy standpoint. On one hand, he's under great pressure to do more to create jobs in this country. And there are a lot of more left-leaning Democrats in particular who are encouraging a great deal more government spending in order to create jobs. On the other hand, you have not only Republicans, but a lot of moderate Democrats who are becoming increasingly concerned about the size of the deficit. And so where that leaves Obama, and this is something that's being reflected throughout the conversation today, is trying to think of things that the White House and the federal government can do to leverage a relatively small amount of direct financial involvement, to leverage that relatively small amount of money into larger job creation in the private sector. So when you hear the president and his allies talking about a partnership between the public and the private sector to create jobs, what they're essentially saying is the government doesn't have a lot of money, so we'll put in a little bit to encourage private sector job creators to move things forward.
President Obama said basically today that the key move is going to be getting businesses to hire people, but a lot of analysts are saying that unemployment will probably remain high despite the recession being over, and he's got a lot of critics right now. So what do you think he'll do, or what does he need to do to get around that?
Well, unemployment is likely to stay high for the foreseeable future. And so in addition to the substantive goals he can work toward, the most important thing for the president to do from a political standpoint is to show the voters that he's working hard. So in other words, even if unemployment stays high, and that is something that will hurt him and his allies politically, making sure voters understand that he understands what they're going through, that he cares about it, and that he's working to fix it helps alleviate some of that potential political damage. The economy is far and away the most important issue to voters. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, concerns about the state of the economy and about job creation are far and away the most important thing in terms of voter focus. And so the summit today is an excellent way for the president to demonstrate to voters that even while he's been working on health care, even while he's dealing with Afghanistan, this is something that's really a priority for him, too.